Good evening, everyone. I call the March 18th, 2024 City Council meeting to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister.
Here.
Mr. Foley.
Here.
Mr. Gephardt. Mr. Howe.
Here.
Mr. Lattiser.
Here.
Mr. McElroy.
Yeah.
Mr. Ricks.
Here.
Mr. Sinapi. Ms. Travis.
Here.
Nine present.
Thank you. Councilman Lattiser, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the
Good evening, everyone. We're now moved to general communications. This is the announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. Just like to announce a couple of egg hunts that are coming up this weekend on Saturday, March 23rd from 11 to 2. Warwick Department of Parks and Recreation and the Tri-City Elks are having egg hunt at City Park. There will be a DJ there. They're going to have a bouncy house, face painting, and photos with the Easter Bunny. So that is a nice event that will be on Saturday from 11 to 2. And also on March 23rd, the Connecticut Village Association is also having an egg hunt for children under 10 years old, and that will be at Clegg Field. Are there any other announcements council members have under general communications? Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. So yesterday, my wife and I had the pleasure of taking our two granddaughters and my daughter and son-in-law to see the play Frozen at PPAC. And it was just an amazing, amazing event. And I'll tell you, both of those little girls were at the end of their chairs the whole time. So it was really good. Saturday, my son, who is the manager of his engineering department at General Dynamics, invited me to attend the christening of the nuclear sub Idaho. And that was another, just an amazing event. The amount of people there was incredible. And there was everyone from a four-star admiral to a brand new seaman. And after the ceremony was over, there was probably 500 or more people were moved into another building for appetizers and networking, socializing, that sort of thing. And I took notice that out of all of those people that were there, I only saw one Marine in uniform. And he was a brand new second Louis, and he happened to be talking to a seaman. So I walked over to him and introduced myself, and I says, Lieutenant. I said, I don't see too many of us here. He says, I was just telling the sailor that. He says, I'm the only Marine, at least in uniform, in this room. And he says, bingo, here you come over. I says, would you think that there's at least 250 sailors in this room? He says, oh, yeah. So I looked over at the young sailor and I says, sir, you know what that means? He says, what? I says, means the sides are just about even. It was a good time. He didn't get mad, and I didn't get beat up.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other general communications from members of the council? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, when I was reading the news, it came up that throughout the state of Rhode Island, and I just want to openly recognize and thank the Rhode Island's law enforcement, including Warwick Police. There were 61 DUI arrests over this weekend alone. I think we're all aware of the challenges that they have, the specialized training they have to take. So from the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, through to this holiday, which as a identified Irish heritage, it's unfortunate that that's the holiday that they choose to do this on, but so be it. But, you know, I have to commend the law enforcement throughout the state of Rhode Island, including our own Warwick, for that coordinated effort and doing their best to keep us safe from people driving under the influence. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Howe. Anything else under general communications? Okay, next up on the agenda is executive communications. There are none. A is the acceptance of the minutes from the council meeting held on March 4th. Councilman Howe.
Favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Next up on the agenda is public comment. I do have the sign-up sheet here, the last call if anybody here wants to sign up. Okay. Rule 41, after general communications and prior to the consent calendar, at the last regularly scheduled meeting of the City Council each month, there shall be a period of time not to exceed 30 minutes during which citizens may comment about Warwick City government issues subject to the following stipulations. The total period of time for public comment shall not exceed 30 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many citizens as possible to participate. Each citizen signed up and present shall have not to exceed 5 minutes to speak, provided, however, that if more than six citizens are signed up and present, the 30 minutes will be split evenly among speakers. Time shall not be transferable among speakers. The topics for comment shall be issues directly affecting city government. City council members will not respond to questions during public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the expiration of the earlier of the speakers concluding their allotted time, or 30 minutes. A waiver of this provision requires a unanimous vote of the council. So again, last call. All right, this evening we have five individuals that have signed up. The first individual is Michael D.
Hi, my name is Michael DeSalvia. Jeremy, I'd like to give you my condolences again. Very sorry. I recently read that Councilman McAllister wants to run for mayor. Unfortunately, he doesn't fit the job description. My opinion, he's not transparent. He can't answer any questions asked of him. He's very rude to the constituents. He's constantly shutting people down. Even Councilman Lattisaw constantly getting shut down with relevant questions. I've watched you open your mouth and insert your foot with the Costco deal. I've watched you get buddy-buddy with the mayor, all along knowing you were looking to take his job. The OJs sang a song about you called Backstabbers. To close, I watch you sit up there at your desk. You consider yourself a king. I brought you the appropriate crown. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. The next speaker is Cindy W.
Cindy Wilson, Mr. McAllister. So I would ask that when I'm speaking, if you guys would look at me and not talk to each other or look at your phones. I find it not very considerate when that happens, especially you, Mr. McAllister. So now it seems we have two choices for mayor. Mayor Picozzi and Mr. McAllister. Mr. McAllister, big no. I suspected you were going to run when you started showing up at all the events with the mayor. And like Mike said, you were really backstabbing him, but you were there smiling and acting like you were buddies. And we all knew what was going on. And like Mike said, too, when you were at the Costco deal, you actually got on local television like you were the mayor and said, oh, yes, we love Costco. Well, they hightailed it out so fast because they said they didn't want the media circus you were giving them. So thanks for that. You're nothing more for than a cheerleader for the unions, speaking in favor of raises when we can't afford it, just a union suck up. Voting in favor of two new schools that we don't need and we can't afford, just a union suck up. Because of the attendance being down, we don't need the new schools. You never answer contract questions, always deferring to the city solicitor. Again, a suck up move so the unions won't get mad at you. You support waste and abuse, even though there are videos of city workers and of the fire department taking a ladder truck to coffee, which I've sent you personally, as well as the mayor. You do nothing about it. Why? Mayor suck up. Union suck up. The thing that really gets me is, I wish Mr. Sicarchi was here, because I can't believe that tomorrow he's having a fundraiser with the governor to support you. I find that really incestuous, because you vote on things that he puts forth of the city council that are his direct clients as a lawyer. That just seems like it shouldn't be allowed. I'm kind of new to government, so I don't really know how that got passed, but that amazes me. Now, I know, Mr. McAllister, you have immediate family that works for the city, so that would prohibit you from putting a kibosh on the unions, just like the mayor. And as all I ever see is you on TV trying to get attention, trying to act like you're already the mayor. And I hope to God you don't get elected. But then again, we have our other choice, Mayor Picozzi. I mean, he's got someone running his fake Facebook page because he is unable to. If you listen to talk radio today, Dan York spent about an hour talking about what a moron he is. All he does is look at me. Look at me having a cupcake with the seniors. Look at me at the senior center having a donut. Look at me cutting the ribbon. Never anything positive, but look at me. In an article in the Warwick Beacon recently, he said he doesn't talk to lobbyists or special interest groups. He doesn't do favors, and they hate me for it. And he's been asked to join the club and asked to join the party. Anyone that expects me to kiss their ring can ask my mother. Is that how we want to be portrayed? Really, in the press? That's how we want our mayor to speak? I mean, this is not a playground fist fight between punks. So, presented with these two choices, we are doomed. We need someone else to step up and represent us. But I don't know that we can. It doesn't seem like it's a very favorable position, being the cast of characters, because whoever stands up as Mr. Lattiser would be outnumbered.
You have 1 minute, Ms. Wilson.
So that's all I had to say. I have to say, I felt sick to my stomach all day thinking about the two choices we have and the incredible task we have to find somebody else that would be worth the mayor position in this city. We are a great city, and Picozzi's a joke, and you would be a second joke. Thank you.
Thank you. The next speaker is Roger C.
Good evening, everyone. I just wanted to know if I can, before I speak, if I can pass pictures out to you of the area that's in question. Or do I do that at the end?
Can you give them the pictures, Lee?
Well, I've been here before, and nothing was done in my neighborhood. I live in Arnold's Neck, and I was conferring back and forth with Mr. McAllister. He said he was going to do this, he was going to do that, he was going to do this other thing. Nothing was done at all. Zero. Now, I live next to Mary's Creek, like 2 minutes from Mary's Creek. It's a trash pit. You got pictures of picnic tables being thrown in there, trash. We got pictures of it. Litter. They ruined the landscape of the beautiful road coming off Clyde, off the post road, Clyde going into the Mary's Creek. And they made part of the road a breakdown lane. They ruined all the grass. They ruined the beautiful terrain. People sit there. They park there. They leave their trash there. They have picnic chairs. They have drinks. They're everything imaginable. They're ruining this protected environment. They're ruining the animals are there. And now when it's low tide, you can see all kinds of trash. There's a big plank in front of my house. It just sits there. Who's responsible for taking that care of that stuff? I've gone in there myself and taken a couple of things on my own. I don't even swim. So, and the traffic there, speeding like crazy. When you come around that corner from Clyde, going down towards Mary's Creek, there's cars parked there on the side of the road. You can't get by. Almost gone to a couple of accidents. You can't see. Mr. McAllister said, well, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to put parking signs there, this and that. And even under the bridge there coming off the Clyde, you can't even fit two cars under there. Never mind, two trucks are going through. They were boats. They're ruining the landscape of the road. It's just horrible. I had a police officer. We call the police officers all the time. One police officer totally agreed with me. That road is so thin, you can't even have a car. You have to pull to the right. If you're going to the south, you have to pull to the left. And it's nothing's being done at all. It's just a horrible situation of a beautiful one-time area. No, we're only asking for no parking signs. So they won't ruin the terrain any more than they're doing now. Speeding. They're blasting up and down that road. But I'm the one that's the bad guy because I tell people to slow down. I walk up, people are walking their dogs. Their kids are in carriages. They're walking up and down those roads around Arnold's Neck. The roads are not big enough. People are, you know, flying out of the way, you know, so they won't get hit by a car. There's no speed bumps. I talked to a police officer that said the speed bumps could be put in that area. I was told no.
You have 1 minute.
Can I get a drum roll? So I can go on and on about this, but Mr. McAllister said he was going to do this, he was going to do that. He didn't do squat. Nothing. You did nothing, man. You remember your bunch of bull crap. I only dealt with two politicians in my whole life. They both sucked. Didn't do crap. They promised me something. I'm glad I'm not in your business, guys. I wouldn't want to be a councilman. I wouldn't want to be anything. I'm glad I'm in the music industry. I make people happy. You guys make people sad and pissed.
Thank you. Thank you. The next speaker is Lisa M.
Hi, I'm Lisa McDuff with Ward 7. Okay, so I'm just going to jump on what Mr. Cerisi said so eloquently. I have pictures as well of Mary's Creek and the degradation of Mary's Creek, which our illustrious council president is responsible for, Ward 7. okay? Arnold's Neck is just a small portion of Ward 7. And Mr. McAllister refuses to do anything about preserving the area. Okay, we've gone back and forth with you many times, and you threw all this lip service, but as a result, nothing's been done. So, right now, I'm going, and what is your name, sir? Oh, okay, well, I have pictures, and I want you to see them. Okay, since our last conversation a couple of months ago, maybe October, a few months ago, it's gotten worse, okay? There's now a picnic bench in Mary's Creek, okay? You want to see this? Some kind of a floating device in Mary's Creek. I'm not sure what this is, but it's some kind of platform in Mary's Creek, okay? And another piece of apparatus outside of my house at Mary's Creek. I brought this to your attention, and it's gotten worse. Next step is talk radio. All right, and someone was sleeping outside my house, okay? Don't you think I was afraid? My husband was working that night, and there was an individual sleeping outside of our house in his pajamas. Somebody broke somebody's windshield just a couple of days before that. Out at my house, right across the street. I'm frightened, I'm scared, and I'm upset. So, Mr. McAllister, if you can't manage a little part of Ward 7, known as Arnold's Neck, which was once a pretty area, I've been there almost three decades, how will you manage a city, the second largest city in the state of Rhode Island with over 80,000 residents? How will you do that? That's what I want to know. Okay? I'm not afraid of you or any of you. Let's see, what else? Roads are in disrepair in Arnold's Neck. Let's see. Oh, and I wonder if you let the police chief know that I've been trying to get in touch with him, because he won't call me back. Did you tell him not to talk to me? Because he won't call me back. I've called about five times and talked to his secretary. He never calls me back. Let's see, what else is more I can talk about? Oh yes, we've got the loitering of the bird watchers that feel that they can invade our neighborhood with trash, picnic baskets, chairs, beer, fast food, and leave it all over Mary's Creek. Okay? Did you know that? Have you taken the time to come by? No. And who cleans it up? Roger and I do. So here's your ward, a small part of your ward. Why don't you clean it up before you try to clean up the city of Warwick?
You have 1 minute, Mrs. McDuff.
No, I'm done. I want everyone to see these pictures. Who will take them? Who will take these pictures? I want the council to see those pictures. Oh, and yes, I sent out an email, I believe it was in November, with lots of pictures, not including those. This was before this. And you never got back to me. Never. And I sent it to all of you as well, the email. No one got back to me or the mayor.
Thank you. The next speaker is Rob C.
Rob Cody, Ward 7. A few months ago, I asked this council to docket legislation to institute council rules of admonishment and removal of any council member that violates a resident's constitutional rights, as Councilwoman Travis did to me on July 18th. Since no legislation has been docketed and no discussion has taken place, I can only assume that this council condones the actions of Travis, which have resulted now in a federal lawsuit being filed against the city, of which the taxpayers will pay for. As of this date, there is no method in place that holds council members accountable to the oath of office that they take when they when they're sworn into office. And that in itself is shameful, in my opinion. Last week, Councilman McAllister told the Boston Globe that he's mulling over running for the mayor of Warwick. That's just what we need at this fiscal juncture in Warwick. Another politician with no business background, no experience in the private sector, no finance background, and no understanding of contract negotiations. An individual who for 6 years has been unable to answer any question posed to him relative to his knowledge of expenditures, contracts, and the city's fiscal well-being, only to state, I'm here to listen. Ask your questions to the administration. Mr. McAllister, the administration doesn't vote on contracts. You do, and you can't answer any questions. In the article, Mr. McAllister states that since all of our APRA money has been expended, Warwick will face some serious challenges. Let me take this opportunity to remind you, Mr. McAllister, that you championed every APRA expenditure that came before this council, having never asked a question as to the priorities of those expenditures. Let me also remind you, Mr. McAllister, that you pushed to move forward the stage two documents on the school construction. Unfortunately, if you had read them, you would have noticed the $74 million in errors contained in Section 4. But again, yet another document that you failed to read and comprehend. You're just not the level of intellectual that we need right now to straighten the ship in Warwick. Since being elected, Mr. McAllister has forgotten about his constituents and acts only as a cheerleader for the unions and the special interest groups. The only thing you're missing is pom-poms. We can be certain that you will continue to champion more raises, increased benefits for union employees, forgetting about the seniors in this community. With our healthcare unfunded liabilities approaching almost $500 million, we can be assured that Mr. McAllister will not make any difficult decisions to rein in these expenses because, much like the current mayor, several of his immediate family members are beneficiaries. In addition to these characteristics, which in my opinion disqualifies him from the corner office, Mr. McAllister voted in favor of instituting new council rules which limit the public from speaking on expenditures and budget issues. Mr. McAllister has made it perfectly clear that he's not interested in the concerns of the general public. He's only concerned about his own agenda and his special interest. You know, on another note, for the past 20 years, our elected leaders in Warwick have done little to nothing to combat the unsustainable cost of free lifetime health cares and the expenditures that we're spending now in Warwick. Today, Warwick taxpayers pay over $25 million a year on health care costs for employees and retirees. In the last 20 years, we spend 45 cents of every new tax dollar on employee benefits. In private industry, any businesses operating under these guidelines would be out of business immediately. The unfunded OPEB liabilities have grown to over $400 million. Instead of proposing common sense measures to cut the cost of lifetime health care, Mayor Pocosi and Council President McAllister and most of this council pushed through a measure that will cost taxpayers an additional $68 million over the next 8 years. That means a total of almost $200 million will be paid by taxpayers in the next decade. That's enough money to finance one of these new high schools. In 2021, Bob Cushman was here, as you all will remember, and he questioned vigorously Finance Director Peter Schaefer and Mayor Pocosi when they proposed their first budget. Mr. Schaefer testified that the city needed to get their financial books in order. Mr. Cushman asked multiple times, what do you mean by that, Mr. Schaefer? Mr. Schaefer and Mr. Pocosi would not answer his questions. They knew that Mr. Cushman was onto their scheme that they would soon propose. Mr. Cushman described in detail to this council how the mayor would propose a plan that would result in hundreds of millions of dollars magically disappearing off our balance sheet. Today, I can report that the scheme worked. The new OPEB report is out. It shows a reduction in OPEB unfunded liabilities of $155 million. Think about that for a second. $155 million wiped off the city balance sheet by putting in a little more than $400,000 into an OPEB savings account. The funded ratio for our OPEB account now is 0.17, less than 0.05%. If you tried to do this and then apply for a mortgage, you'd probably get arrested for fraud. This was nothing more than a gimmick. It's a Ponzi scheme that Bernie Madoff would be proud of, and it's doing nothing to reduce the tax liabilities to Warwick residents. This is why we need to elect new people into government that are willing to confront these problems with real solutions to reduce these costs so homeowners and senior Time's citizens up, are Cody. Not forced out of this city. Neither McAllister or Pocosi have the skill set to do so.
Thank you. Next up on the agenda is the consent calendar. First up is PCR 26-24, resolution relative to bids. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bid 2024-385, bid 2025-019, bid 2020-162, bid 2025-020, 2024-416, 2024-257, 2023-431, and 2024-331.
Thank
that
you,
concludes the PCR 26-24, Mr. President.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action. Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, consent passes.
Thank you. Consent calendar passes. I believe two items were taken off from the consent calendar, Councilman Howe?
Yes, Mr. President. The first was PCR 27-24, favorable action.
With an amendment, correct?
Yeah, with amendment. I apologize. Yes, Mr. President.
Okay, so for action, Councilman Howe?
Favorable action.
And with second to amend on the amendment, and then you'll explain the amendment. Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. It was requested by the department and approved by the committee to increase the spending authority to $15,000 from the original of $70,000 to $85,000.
Okay. Any questions or comments on the amendment? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
Thank you. Councilman Howe, would you like to move it as amended?
Move favorable as amended.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Yes. Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
Thank you.
As amended.
The second item, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bid 2024-010 is now favorable action on PCR 28-24.
Do we have a second on that? Councilman Foley seconds that. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. This also was amended at a request of the department to increase the spending authority from $15,000 to add another $15,000, therefore amending to a total of $30,000.
Okay, that is the amendment that is before us. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
Thank you. The amendment passes. Councilman Howe?
Move favorable as amended.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, favorable as amended.
Thank you. Favorable as amended. We're now moving to unfinished business. First up is PCR 20-24, committee report, intergovernmental.
Hold till April 1st.
Hold till April 1st. We are now moving to new business. First up is PCR 18-24, committee report, intergovernmental.
Move favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 18-24.
Second by Councilwoman Travis and Councilman Ricks. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening? Okay. Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Congratulations, you. Councilman Lattiser. I know you put a lot of time and effort into this. Next up is unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything to docket under unanimous consent?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8?
Pass.
Ward 9? Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business from this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
All those in favor moving to the docket session, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any exceptions? We are in the docket session. I have one to docket, and I'm looking for co-sponsors. And this is a resolution regarding litter-free Rhode Island. This is promoting community cleanups and educating students about the harm of litter. The governor Mrs. McKee is doing this initiative, and I'm looking to get co-sponsors. And it looks like we have the city council is going to co-sponsor, so thank you. And what committee? Community Affairs. And the second item, we already have an item that's going to come up next meeting for community projects, ARPA projects. So just a reminder to council members, if you have anything, there is some that's coming before us on April 1st. So if you want to get yours added in, please reach out to the solicitor this week. Ward 1, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
I have one. It's on behalf of Mayor Pacozzi, a resolution to the General Assembly supporting legislation to fully fund library grant aid.
Intergovernmental. Ward 8?
I have a resolution on behalf of Mayor Pacozzi. Title being a resolution authorizing the mayor to enter into a memorandum of agreement with the Community College of Rhode Island.
Is there any fiscal implication, Councilman?
It's regarding a receipt of a state grant. So, yes.
Finance. Ward 9.
Pass.
All right. Thank you very much. We are adjourned.